Good morning, everyone. If you could turn your Bibles, please, to Luke chapter 1. Well, I don't know if you remember those of us who are married and who have children, the announcement of your firstborn. Can you think back all those years ago and remember when you found out, perhaps if you're a husband, that your wife was pregnant and was going to deliver a baby? It's great news. And in Luke chapter 1, previous to the readings that we've already had, we have the announcement of the birth of the Lord Jesus by the angel Gabriel. And in response to that announcement, Mary goes and visits her cousin Elizabeth. And we have in the scriptures what is called by some people the Song of Mary. She gives praise to the Lord for the great things that God has done. I want to look at three things that Mary says in her song. She speaks of the grace of God, she speaks of the greatness of God, and she speaks of the goodness of God. And if you're a believer, you should be able to tell other people about the grace of God. You should also be able to tell others about the goodness of God, and you should also be able to tell others indeed about the greatness of God. Well, Mary, as I mentioned, was visited by the angel Gabriel and told of the coming birth of her son, which would be the Lord Jesus. And in Luke 1 verse 30, we have here, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And if you go down to verse 46, Mary says this, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed." In response to the wonderful news of being able to give birth to the Saviour, Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Her desire was to uplift. Magnify means to uplift. And she wanted to uplift the Lord in her life. And if you're a Christian, that should be your desire. Your desire, like Mary, should be to uplift the Lord, to magnify his name, to tell people of a Saviour that has come for them. "My spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour," she says. Do you know that Mary needed a Saviour? Some people think that Mary didn't need a Saviour, that she was perfect. Do you know the Bible indicates that Mary was not perfect because she was part of humanity, just like you and I. And there was only one person in all of humanity that was perfect, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's why she said, "My spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour." How I know that Mary was a sinner was the Bible makes it very clear in numbers of places that all of humanity have sinned. But if you go to Romans 3:23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Every one of us have sinned. Every one of us falls short of God's glory. No one of us here has a right to enter heaven. And Mary knew that she fell short of God's glory, and Mary needed a Saviour. Another reason that we know that Mary was a sinner is that Joseph and Mary had to go to the temple and they bought a burnt offering and also a sin offering. And you can find the history of the burnt offerings and sin offerings in Leviticus chapter 12. But if you read Luke 2, 21 to 24, you'll find that Mary and Joseph came to the temple to offer sacrifices. And one of those sacrifices, I believe, was a sin offering. Mary was a sinner and she needed a Saviour. And the great news was that she was going to give birth to the Saviour of the world. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant, for behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed." How sad it is in Australia today that Many people will party at Christmas time. There'll be many unsaved people that will be going to pubs and clubs, and they'll be drinking their way through Christmas. There'll be many people in the shops. Many people will be giving gifts, and they're totally ignorant of the gifts given to us, the Saviour of the world. Mary's song was a song about the grace of God, but Mary's song also was about the greatness of God. Verse 49 of Luke 1, "For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly." Mary knows that the Lord is her Saviour, and she knows that her Saviour is the mighty God as well as the merciful God. "For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Mary, in her song in Luke chapter 1, and if you go from verse 48, she has this song, or she expresses this to Elizabeth, and it's a song all about what God has done. It's if you read from Luke 48, 1:48 to verse 55, Mary says, "He" 9 times. The song is not about her, but it's about he. It's about God Almighty and what he's done. Look at verse 48. "For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For he, who is mighty, has done great things for me. And his mercy is on those who fear him. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." He has. He has. He has. I wonder, do you have a "He Has" song? A "He Has" song of the great things that God has done for you? A "He Has" song about the salvation that God has brought to you in the person of the Lord Jesus? A "He Has" song of the great things that God has done for you, and perhaps providing a marriage partner, a loving family, loving children? Do you have a "He Has" song of how great God is and the wonderful things that God has done for you? Well, Mary did. 9 times she speaks about "He" and the wonderful things that God has done for her. And I think, you know, all of us need to make a "He Has" list. A "He Has" list of the wonderful things that God has done for each of us. And the Apostle Paul said that he is a rescuer. Colossians 1 verse 13, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." The Apostle Paul had a "He Has" list. You read his epistles and you will find what he has done for the Apostle Paul and what he has done for the entire world. He has rescued us from the power of darkness, and he's translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. And we know that if you know Christ as your Saviour. We need to put a "He Has" list down like Mary. Well, Mary's song was a song about the grace of God. Mary's song was a song about the greatness of God. And Mary's song was a song about the goodness of God. And you see that in Luke chapter 1, verses 53 to 55. "He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." God is a good God. God is a perfect God, and God keeps his promises. And, you know, right from Genesis chapter 3, the Lord God decided that he would promise to send a Redeemer. Right back in Genesis chapter 3, you'll find the first promise of the Redeemer. Verse 15 in Genesis chapter 3. God's promises then went on, and these promises went to a man called Abraham. And he said to Abraham, "I will make you a great nation," in Genesis chapter 12. "I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. We have a God who is good, a God who keeps his promises, a God who announced a Redeemer in the garden, a God announced to Abraham that from his family line he would be blessed, and all nations of the earth would be blessed, and through his family line came the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah spoke of him, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And then Isaiah again, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Mary magnified her God because she knew that God was faithful to keep his promises. And God sent the Messiah through the Jewish nation. And one day the Messiah is going to come again. And as I look at this world and I see the darkness of this world, and perhaps we're in the most darkest Christmas we've ever experienced in Australia, when I think about the darkness of this world, I think about the light of the world that is coming. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, is coming again, and he's nearer than ever before to his coming. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Come, Lord Jesus, come. What a wonderful song she had. It was a song about the grace of God. It was a song about the greatness of God. And it was a song about the goodness of God. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Saviour. I want to ask you this morning, is Jesus Christ your Saviour? You might have come to this service because you're religious and you like singing Christmas carols, and that's wonderful that you're here with us, but you've missed Christmas if you don't understand that God sent Jesus to be your Saviour and the Saviour of every person, man, woman, boy and girl that has ever walked this earth. He came to be their Saviour. And if you've missed the fact that Jesus is your Saviour, you've missed the meaning of Christmas. God sent his Son for sinful humanity. He came, he revealed the face of God, he revealed the words of God, he revealed the love of God, and he died on the cross for us, for us personally, for our sin, so that you and I can go to glory. She had a great song, a song about the grace of God, a song about the greatness of God, and a song about the goodness of God. And she desired to magnify the Lord. And if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you must desire to magnify the Lord and reach out to others. And Christmas is a wonderful time to do that. Let me pray. Father, we thank you so much for the wonderful message that Mary had to proclaim, and she gave birth to the Saviour of the world. We thank you that her song was about the greatness of God and the goodness of God in keeping his promises to her people and sending the Lord Jesus through the Jewish nation. Lord, may we magnify the Lord. May we evangelize others like we've never done before in these dark days that we're living in. And we pray, Father, that we would present the light of the world to people that are hopelessly lost without the Lord Jesus. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.